Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio and Television. Today we are on the radio. It is April 1st. Happy April, everyone. April Fool's Day. I am still waiting for my joke. Yes, I'm always getting joked on. Usually I'm the one doing it, but I've just been so busy, I couldn't create something creative enough to do it. So I'm still waiting on my joke. I'm sure it's to come. But happy April, everyone. It is April 1st, 2013, 3 p.m. Eastern, well, 3:01 Eastern, Atlanta, 12:01 Los Angeles and San Diego, BGE underscore radio on Twitter. You want to follow us at Kalithia, you can follow me also. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com, get on over there and become a free member. Yes, free member, so you can keep up, keep in the loop of all the great things to come. We had an awesome week last week. Yes, Build, Grow, and Enjoy hit about 300,000 reached and tuned in. Isn't that amazing? And we are already at over 1 million people uniquely that tuned into us. So we are growing rapidly. Just excited with all the great things to come. The great things that are happening, just absolutely amazing. So before we get to our today's guest, which many of you have been just waiting for because it's kind of like, wow, where did these ladies come from? A lot of you really don't know, you know, who they were and what they were about, but all the time they were behind all the things that were happening in your community. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But I do want to point out, get on over to BNA Pro Media, or actually email or register bnapromedia.com, bnoffice.bnapromedia@gmail. SDLC, as you guys know, in Atlanta, has taken on a project in stopping the violence, incarceration. Reverend Lionel Gant, who is the president of the SDLC in Atlanta, their initiatives in stopping the violence throughout the communities. They're going to hit up about 6 counties throughout the city of Atlanta. They had a very successful launch about almost a month ago, if not a few weeks ago. But they have the next one going on, and it's going to happen April the 20th, and that's the, April from 12 to 6 p.m. at Unity Baptist Church, 994 Main Street, out in Forest Park, Georgia. BGE and myself, I will be there, you guys, because as you guys know, I'm just like so excited because I'm coming home. I will be in Atlanta from the 9th to the 30th for 3 weeks, coming in town, of course, not just to be home, be family and friends, but there's a lot of business that we're taking care of throughout the community, the things that we are planting. Have other philanthropists flying in from across the nation on the many, many great things that we are meeting. Which will be soon to come, we will announce that we're bringing to Atlanta. So definitely get your tickets. You know, you want to come out. They have, I guess, attention up-and-coming hairstylists, hair competitions over the next 6 events. They said 5 preliminary and a grand prize. They're giving money, $3,000. So definitely get on over for your local talent. You can perform also. But you can register at office.ba.promedia@gmail.com. So I hope everyone had a wonderful Easter. I had a wonderful Easter. You guys saw me post a little here and there. I spent my time with my family. It was just a beautiful day here in Southern California, as it always is. I had a nice run in. A lot of you guys are laughing because, yes, I ran through my family's traditional Easter picnic. But, you know, they're so used to me because they know I'm always just trying to get it in where I can. But we had an absolutely awesome, awesome day yesterday, and I hope you all did also. So speaking of Southern California, that's who I have joining me today, the lovely ladies of the National Congress of Black Women, Southern California, Los Angeles, California, Chair and National Board, Judy Matthews, and Vice Chair, Rogina Burgess. I hope I said that correct, Rogina, because sometimes I have dyslexia and I can say, I will kill a name but I just definitely am honored to have each of you guys on the air with me today, and it's just a pleasure. You ladies are making a difference with the title of the show I have, The Truth is in the Capital. So let it be known, ladies. Judy?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
I'm here. You waiting for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to Feel Grow and Enjoy.
Okay. I was waiting for you to say, okay, go, Judy.
Right.
It's wonderful to be on air with you and to be able to share information about our organization and what we do. We greatly appreciate having this opportunity. I believe you had indicated you would like to know first who we are. Is that correct, as individuals?
Yes. I know who you guys are. Audience to know who you guys are. You guys are some powerful women, and I want them to know.
Well, we're trying. I'm going to let you to direct the question, and I'll give you the answer for your audience.
Well, first I want them, and I don't know if you want to go first, Judy. Just let them know a little bit about your background, who you are, and what brought you to NCBW, National Congress of Black Women.
Oh, okay. Well, my background is I was employed for nearly 30 years, so I have a background from the federal court. I was federal court manager where I managed and trained district judges, courtroom deputies, reviewed policies and procedures, implementations and things of that sort for procedures for the court. So I have an extensive background in management and played a key role in creating team involvement and being among a team of managers in the reorganization of the court operations according to a new era. Now, that's the work end of it, and it goes on and on and on. And in my tenure there with the federal court, I received numerous awards, but I traveled to other districts throughout the system. And then a few months before my tenure ended in 2007, after completing an extensive leadership program, I was presented the Leadership Award in Washington, D.C., but my retirement was early because of my mother had become ill, and she lived with us into her demise in 2011.
Right.
A bachelor's of science in child development and minor in psychology from California State University, and my current interest in community involvement really plays to me a very role in leadership of the community organizations for the empowerment of all citizens, and that brings me to NCBW, which is the real reason you have us on the line here. I belong and hold the chairmanship for the Los Angeles chapter of the National Congress of Black Women, which is a nonpartisan group, which has existence for over 28 years. And it was founded back in 1984. And as a charter member, past first vice chair, and current chair, it continues to be my objective and initiative on my own personal being here to ensure that the Los Angeles chapter of the NCBW is effective in all aspects and provides service to the community. The National empowered citizens by collaborating, and I think I shared this with you before, Kalitha, the White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnership. We had our first empowerment forum in 2012, and by addressing the critical issues facing our communities, and the White House team was unique in the sense of being the first totally female entourage representing the administration in this manner. In addition, under my leadership, under the NCBW Los Angeles chapter, we selected to join the United States Department of Education Office of Federal Student Loan, which falls under the faith-based and neighborhood partnership. Being able to bring forth workshops and roundtable discussions in not only the Los Angeles area, but also in Carson and its surrounding areas. Along with this, what has happened is that my direct involvement with the faith-based and community partnerships through the White House administration has increased the chapter's visibility and broadened other areas of involvement, such as now the human trafficking, missing children of color, and then being able to work with you on a major project dealing with HIV and AIDS for 2014. But that's my involvement with the Los Angeles chapter of the NCBW and my prior work experience prior to going into this particular area of community service. I think this is an outstanding organization, and I think anyone would be interested in the organization once they have reviewed what our mission is and to see where they would fall the organization.
Right, right. Now, Rogina, can you share with us who you are and what led you to the NCBW and your role, because you are another powerful woman.
Thank you, Kalita. I am a nurse by profession. So I have been in nursing since 1973 and worked my way up the nursing ladder from an RN, BSN from Cal State University. I have a master's in nursing from Cal State University, and I'm a family practice nurse practitioner by profession. I also teach nursing for the Cal State systems on a part-time basis. I'm also the minister of health and wellness at my church, so I am involved in community forums and community health fairs and community courses where we try to reach the community and reach them with educational programs concerning their health. So I have a major passion for what is this disproportionate health illness that our people are faced with. Do they know what it is, how to prevent it, how to take care of it? So I'm constantly involved in community as well as in church programs with that. I'm also involved in some other education programs with my national nursing sorority and also involved with the Huntington's Disease Los Angeles chapter with that organization. So I'm pretty busy with trying to help educate and bring resources to our community.
Absolutely. Now, you are the vice chair of the National Congress of Black Women, NCBW Los Angeles. Let everyone know what your role is on that tape with the chapter along with Judy.
Well, I joined the organization on its onset, and I was the second chair, and health care reform was my major responsibility in that position, which I still continue to work with. And as the first vice chair, my role is membership and then to, you know, assist Judy in the areas that she needs assisted.
Mm-hmm. Now, for many of those that don't know about the NCBW, can you ladies let them know what, we gave like an overview of what it is. And for many of those that are listening, you can definitely get more information on nationalcongressbw.org. But I think we're on here being conservative about it. And I really want to give it to them to let them know the power that, you know, the NCBW, you know, is doing and making a difference, you know, throughout the communities on a national level. Because, I mean, Michelle Obama is, you know, very aware of the things that goes on and supports all the initiatives.
Okay, did you want me to take this, Felita?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the National Congress of Black Women is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the educational, political, economical, cultural development of the African-American woman, their families, and the community. NCB also serves as a, as I said earlier, a nonpartisan voice and instrument on issues pertaining to the appointment of African American women at all levels of government and to increase African American women's participation in the educational, again, political and economic and social arenas. Currently, NCBW provides opportunities for women leadership and decision-making positions in government. Non-profit organizations and also the private sector. Now, the organization was founded in 1984, so this year will be our 29th year of existence. Founded by Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm, served as the first national chair, followed by Dr. C. Dolores Tucker, who succeeded her, and our present and current chair, national chair, is Dr. E. Faye Williams in Washington, D.C. Now, the there are several areas that mirrors the other activities that we do with the organization, but to briefly give you a synopsis of that, I have done that. Okay?
Now, there's a lot. I mean, the NCBW, and by the way, everyone, I am a member of the NCBW also, and in Atlanta, for you that's listening, there is an Atlanta chapter. So
you know
the presence is there, and this is what prompts, you know, us coming together as on with our partnership in, like you said, Judy, planting the first ever World AIDS Day Summit in 2014 in Atlanta due to the issue that's going on with the HIV and AIDS. So going back to projects, first I would like for you to share a lot of the projects that's going on in Los Angeles, and of course you have a huge award ceremony up and coming in August. So I want you to kind of share that with them, but I do want you to share from what I know, and you know, I like it come from you ladies, the many different projects that are on board and, you know, for this 2013 leading into 2014 so they can know the works and even come in to support as needed.
Oh, okay. Well, there's several initiatives, program initiatives on the national level. And at the local level, our local chapter chose those particular program initiatives that would be more into the issues around our current needs and within our community here in California, in the Los Angeles area. The three of the designated programs is Women's, Obese, and Domestic Violence, which we have basically an awareness. October is like an awareness month to enable survivors to, you know, break the cycle of abuse. There's also Regina's Pet Peeve, which is the health reform Obesity Awareness Day, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and Regina can correct me if this is incorrect, is during the month of September where children can be taught and encouraged to adopt healthy eating behaviors and to be physically active. We also have the College for Teens program in collaboration with the Quality of Life Center's Bright Future Scholars program, which is to provide young people with the tools necessary to quest for success. Now, those are our program initiatives for this year. These are initiatives. But we also have projects. And one of the projects is human trafficking, which is a national project that our local chapter is doing. And, of course, we have the HIV-AIDS World Summit in Atlanta that we are partnering with you, Kalitha, and Positive Runway for the AIDS Summit, and we look forward to that. We
have
other projects that we've been involved in. An Emerge program, which is a professional workshop for public office positions. The Wellness Community Foothill, which is a women's health conference and exposition that is held annually. We have the Mayoral Candidate Forum, which was just recently done and was held at Crenshaw High School, in which our organization was involved, for our anniversary, which is upcoming. And also, as indicated earlier, the partnerships that we have done with the White House on faith-based and neighborhood partnerships. We have a special celebration that's coming up this year, and I would like to share it with you. It's called Celebrating Chapter Project to Acknowledge Our Membership. We find it very critical that our members are not only engaged in the various program initiatives and projects presented by the organization, but we want to give back to our members to show them our appreciation in their involvement. So we're having a celebration of Sisterhood Tea. And that will be held in June, and it's basically for members only. But we have, several projects in which this organization is involved. And our goal is to continue ongoing fundraisers and encouraging the voice of the community that it is heard through representation of the public committees and our boards and partnerships with organizations as yourself and others that I've mentioned. And also grant programs that will enhance the efforts of our organization to provide African American women, their families in the Los Angeles area to live successful lives, to attend events that focus on women leadership and projects that are making a difference and maintain effectiveness in all aspects of our chapters.
And Judy, I'd like to say a little bit more about the Health Ambassadors Workshop or our health initiatives with our youth. And then
yes.
I want you to be sure to enlighten them on the Charity of Choice Awards that we received. Recently received.
Yes.
So in terms of our health initiatives, we are focusing very heavily and collaborating with the White House on childhood obesity and trying to eradicate childhood obesity. And we've held two forums, three really, once we went into the community. But our last forum that we held, we brought out high school students in collaboration with Kaiser Permanente and showed them a video that was developed by Kaiser Permanente, The Weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, of the nation. You can go online and Google that and bring that video down and copy it and show it to your teenagers. And it just went from some of the tragic complications of obesity with these teenagers. And these teenagers told their story from, you know, early childhood until present and how obesity has been affecting them. So we spoke with the group about things like that so they could help work out those conditions and then provided them with social medicine, social service type resources. As well, we got into foods and breaking down foods and breaking down snacks and breaking down all these high caloric fast food drinks that they drink and just really breaking down their habits so that they could see for themselves that they are consuming 2-3 times as many calories as they should. And that's why they are faced with, you know, we are faced as a teenage population with obesity. And then we went on to talk about what problems does obesity solve. And they could relate, even though they may not have had diabetes or hypertension or high cholesterol, but their parents or family members or close friends have it. So then they could realistically see, you know, what that entailed. So then it moved on to, so now that you've learned all these things, they took a pledge to change their eating habits, to increase their exercise, and moreover, a pledge to recruit other ambassadors so that they would go to other teenagers, share what they had learned, recruit them to come to the workshop so that they can share what they have learned in the community, you know, and then that spiral, that domino effect, so that children grow and learn more about healthy eating and healthy living. It was quite a successful day. That's going to be coming up for us in this year again, and this time we are going to render and bring in, you know, junior high maybe. Well, it depends on if junior high consists of sixth grade, fifth grade, but we're going to reach a little lower and bring in the health ambassadors earlier so that they can mirror healthy eating and healthy living styles.
And we are on the air with the National Congress of Black Women, INCBW, Los Angeles and National, Judy Matthews, Chair, National Board, Regina Burris. Did I say that correct, Regina?
Right, Burris. That's correct.
Okay, Vice Chair. And just speaking on who they are, the difference they are making across the nation, not only as themselves as women of the community, but also as leaders of the National Congress of Black Women. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we are going to continue this interview. And I really want to talk more, ladies, on this upcoming award ceremony that's taking place in August and also the national brunch that's taking place in September. So when we get back, we'll talk a little more on it. But we'll be right back.
Okay. All right.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio, powered by WTV Networks.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigmund Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents, each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Social media is not as fast and is becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do you not have time to manage your social media network? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autoresponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more at Social Yours.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wordlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
And we are back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio. I'm on air with the lovely ladies of the NCBW, National Congress of Black Women, Chair of Los Angeles and Vice Chair of Los Angeles National Board, Judy Matthews and Regina Burris, on air with me, speaking on the many great things that, you know, they are doing throughout the community on a national level and from out of D.C. and who they are as with themselves. As mentioned, Atlanta, there is an NCBW chapter, so do get on over to the website, and you can get on over to nationalcongressbw.org and become a member and support a lot of the things and initiatives and, you know, campaigns, award ceremonies, so forth, with this organization, because it's very powerful, especially for us women making a difference. So get on over also to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com and be sure to sign up as a free member so you can keep in the loop of the great things to come. At Kalithia, you can follow me on Twitter at BGE_ radio also for the station's Twitter. Now, ladies, could you let everyone know how they can contact and follow you guys in Los Angeles?
Yes, sure. In order to be in contact with us, know what we're doing on a regular basis, you can definitely go to our website. at www.ncbwinclac.org, or I also send in an email with any questions you may have, including I would like to be a member. How can I become a member? And that our email address is info@ncbwinclac.org.
Awesome. And I just want to send a big shout-out also to all our social media support. You guys, this show is viral. I see you guys out there. I just want to acknowledge you guys. Thank you for all our Twitterers, all of our Facebookers. I see you guys out there supporting this show. I really appreciate it. Also, thank you to Blog Talk for featuring this show. Always, always a big support for us in spreading the message. Now, Judy and Rogina, you guys have an upcoming event, which is one of your bigger events for the year in Los Angeles, and that's your annual award ceremony. And I think you host it at the Biltmore, correct? So tell us more about that.
Well, it will be held at the Biltmore on Saturday, August 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now, 11 to around 12:15 is going to be our marketplace, something no one wants to miss. We're going to have vendors. And from proceeds from that obviously help us sustain our program initiative. Our honorees this year are Ms. Lena Kennedy of LL Kennedy & Associates and Dr. Carla Thomas, DDS, in Inglewood, California. They are our honorees. Now, it will be, again, at the Biltmore, the Millennium Biltmore Hotel, and our theme is reaching out, embracing our communities. That tells exactly what we do as an organization. The annual awards luncheon is held for the purpose of acknowledging contributions to our community and society, and contributions to our communities and the society. And also, the event is our primary funding source for, as I said earlier, sustaining program initiatives. And this event draws a guest list of our most esteemed community leaders, our business associates, while raising awareness in support of the National Congress of Black Women Community Service Programs as well. We hope that your listening audience will contact us on the contact information that was provided, the website, or the email to find out how they can become involved. But we would love to for the public to come out and support our initiative, join us in honoring the individuals' names I just indicated, and this will be our very first year to give scholarships. So we really want to see the public support us in this outstanding endeavor that we do every year. And again, all the proceeds from the annual awards achievement luncheon provides sustainability for the ongoing program initiatives and service rendered for the youth projects and the community at large. We do have two youth chapters, the first on the West Coast, Los Angeles and San Gabriel Valley. And this particular organization is very, very in support of our youth, who is also very important in the community as it moves forward. But that's what we're doing on August 3rd, and we hope to have guests from the listening audience to contact us and for ticket information. And you can visit us on the website, and ticket information will be posted there as well.
There you got it, all my West Coast listeners. I see you guys tuning in, too, because I can see you on GPS. A lot of people don't know that I can track them down.
you make sure you track.
You know, I should have worked for the CIA, really. I should have. But
And Kalita. And I would like to say that our fundraising events are very popular, not only with the community, but with the political community. And we host more than 300 people at each of our events. We almost have to close the doors to say no more, because the networking that takes place is phenomenal. And so It really is the place to be when we have our events. This year we're trying to figure out how we're going to hold back some of these political figures in terms of assemblymen and councilmen and state reps and what have you, so that we can get more of the public community into our events. But it's an overwhelmingly popular event, 350 or more last year, and we're expecting to have 400 this year.
Right. Sell out event. And I'm going to be in the house, so BGE is going to be there. So,
yay.
You know, you guys already know that.
Right.
I'm going to get the cameras up in there for you guys, too, so that way we can get some content and get it out on BGE TV so we can really show them what you guys are doing. So I'm excited to attend myself.
Absolutely.
Now, you guys, on the national level, there's a, for those back on the East Coast, in support of Dr. Williams on the national level, on the national calendar, that we have a brunch. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Well, the national luncheon is annually every year in the month of September, and it's going to be held at it's going to be held on September 22nd at the Hilton Hotel in Washington, D.C. If anyone is inquiring in regards to tickets for that event, I suggest that they contact via website, nationalcongressbw.org. That's nationalcongressbw.org. That will take you directly to the national website and the phone number to the national office for the event coming up. But in case some of you who do not have website accessibility and need that phone number, the number is area code 202-678-6788. That's area code 202-688, and that's our national office. Dr. E. Faye Williams is the national chair.
Well, you know, I like to always end my show, ladies, with words of encouragement. And words of encouragement, especially for you, Regina, because you are in the medical field. And, you know, like we have mentioned, you know, so people know it's to come. Yes, we have partnered up with the NCW, Positive Runway, and planting 2014 first ever World AIDS Day Summit, where we are in the midst of planning and bringing in many leaders from across the world and those in the medical industry. So we, as a group, with all the meetings and discussions we've had and, you know, planning this philanthropy project, have come to realize the issue that is going on in Atlanta with the HIV and AIDS for our African-American women, but also just African-Americans across the board. But it has really become bad in Atlanta because it's being compared to African countries. I would like for you guys to share some words of encouragement for those, you know, that is in this situation, or, you know, for those that are fighting, you know, for the cause just as we are. And that's what I'm going to be doing next month, meeting with a lot of these community leaders in the HIV industry. You know, just the feedback I'm getting is just, it's just sometimes some of the tears in my eyes because I didn't even realize it was that bad, and I'm sure I'm going to see it's worse. But just some words of encouragement on the initiative that you guys have accepted to partner up with Bill Grown and Joy and coming in to support this issue.
And Kyle, ask for Regina.
Okay.
And then I will conclude after her. That's okay.
Okay. So, you know, one major word of encouragement to the 1.1 million, and there are more than that. When we get statistics, they're already a couple of years old, but 1.1 million affected people affected with HIV, is that to have the diagnosis of HIV is not a death sentence. That needs to be get out and be communicated so that when people hear this unfortunate diagnosis, they don't go running, hiding in shame, and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. HIV is treatable, it is controllable, and I dare say it is curable. I'm sure you all heard about the infant who was born a month or so ago with HIV, and they treated her quite progressively, and now the child does not have the HIV virus. So science research is doing much, much, much good work to effectively treat HIV. Another word of encouragement to our black women who are totally disproportionately affected by HIV is, again, knowledge is power. You have to get to knowledge to know how to protect yourself from, you know, men, if you are not an IV needle user or affecting yourself, but if you are being affected by what you believe is a heterosexual male, you need knowledge so that you can protect yourself from the HIV virus. This conference that's coming up in 2014 is going to be phenomenal. It's going to bring information, no matter if you are heterosexual or homosexual, female or male, children, babies. It's going to bring information to everyone that you need so that you will know that you are equipped to deal with the diagnosis of HIV, just as we can make you equipped to deal with a diagnosis of hypertension.
Okay. HIV and AIDS education for young people is critical. We young people need to understand and have a vital role in the global effort in HIV AIDS epidemic. Despite that, HIV transmission can be prevented each year. There's hundreds and thousands of young people who become affected with the virus. In 2009 alone, there was 890,000 new HIV infections among young people ages 15 to 24, and in 2010, 5 million 15 to 24 years of age living with HIV. Young people with a basic AIDS education enables them to protect themselves from becoming infected. Young people are often particularly vulnerable to sexually transmitted HIV infections and other diseases. And we need to make sure that our public is educated, our children are educated, our heads are taken from under the sand and brought forward to understand this is critical. AIDS education helps to reduce stigma and discrimination. And we need to make sure our young people are aware. And I ask for any parents that are online today to please, if at all possible, plan to attend the summit in 2014 in Atlanta, Georgia. This will be very informative for all, and our youth are our next coming generation, and they do need to know the what comes with HIV and how to prevent it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, ladies, for the words of encouragement, because it's so needed. And Regina and Judy, you guys already know, as I'm in the field this month, time just flying, but I'm flying out next week, you know, I'm going to be calling you guys, like, oh, my God, look what I just done. This is just ridiculous. Give the feedback, you know, for the NCBW altogether. But I just want to thank both of you for coming on the air with me. I just don't believe that... These meetings don't happen by accident. It was meant that we met, and I am just honored to be a part of this organization, a part of, you know, powerful leaders as you're such. You know, I look up to you ladies, you know, as mentors, and just the great things to come and the support that you also provide to Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Okay, thank you. May I say one last thing, Kalitha, if it's okay with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Part of closing, even though we're speaking of AIDS, we're speaking of not only AIDS, but any type of disease, anything. But I really think what is really critical for our listening audience to know so they would become a part is to be active and involved in your community. Find an organization that represents your beliefs and what you find that will be a fit for you to commit to being involved. And not to have a list of organizations in which you are a member, but have a few in which you are truly committed.
Once again, Judy, can you let everyone know the website to follow the LA chapter and then also for the national also?
Sure. Our local chapter's website, you want www.ncbwinclac.org, or you can call our 800 number, 800-895-3180. Nationally, you would go to the website of www.nationalcongressbw.org. That is our national website for the National Congress of Black Women. For those of you who do not have website access or whatever, you can always call the national office at area code 202-678-6788.
Perfect. Well, I just enjoyed this show. The truth is definitely in the Capitol. The truth is in our community. But, Judy, I will see you actually next month. Me and you going to hang out at Trump National. You coming to hang out at the golf tournament with me.
And I'm going to have NCBW all over me.
Yeah, look, I'll be right there rooting like a cheerleader. Yes. Well, I'm just
on me, and I may have an ink pen, and I may even have a little thing on my cheek, say NCBWLAC.
Well, it's going to be a fun day for sure, and I definitely look forward. But, of course, you know, I'll be in touch with giving you guys all the updates of, you know, what's taking place as I put on my tennis shoes and get out in the community of Atlanta on this issue. But I'm just actually, like I said, just an honor to have you guys join me today, and just enjoy the rest of your week.
Well, we thank you, and Regina, you have anything
you
to
do? And you do the same, Kalitha. We appreciate all the effort you are putting forth to making this AIDS Awareness, World AIDS Awareness Conference, you know, come true, November, December 2014.
Absolutely. And we have already informed our chapter, and now being on your radio today, we're informing the world. Am I correct?
That's right.
That to make right. sure that everyone that can attend is able to attend.
That's right. Yeah, it's going to be a sellout event. We already know that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you guys have a great week, and just thank you for joining me as always.
Okay.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And there you guys have it. National board chair and vice chair of Los Angeles, the Los Angeles chapter of the NCBW National Congress of Black Women, Judy Matthews, and Ms. Regina Burris. So just exciting things that are taking place as you have tuned in and listened into, and the great things that are to come as we go forth through this year. Pretty much going into the second half of the year already, and, you know, into 2014. So you guys heard it right there. You know, the ladies are coming in, and, you know, it's time to make a difference, and that's just, you know, what it's all about. So that's going to conclude our show for today. So as, you know, Judy stated, get on over to ncbwinclac.org, the Los Angeles chapter for the National Congress, BW.org. Big thank you to all of our listeners. We cannot do it without you. We are growing rapidly, and it's all because of you. And, you know, you showing your support and all the feedback I get, it just empowers me to continue to go forth and to continue to do what I have been called to do, and that is to promote the financial literacy and promote community empowerment through communication. So I just want to thank each and every one of you. On my next show, I will be back on the air on Wednesday. Have a very, very special guest in regards to creating business plans that actually get financed. Cherie Warwick will be joining me, and she will be speaking on, you know, that topic. I know many of you entrepreneurs out there, you know, that is a big piece when you are starting your business. You know, the business plan, well, you know, you get the idea, you get the vision, put it on paper, your business plan, but how do you get the money? And that's what it's all about, having a business plan that is funder ready, investor ready. So tune in on Wednesday, 3 p.m., same time here. And as always, like I always tell you guys, you always want to build, grow, and enjoy. Take care, you guys. Have a great, great rest of your week, or I'll see you on Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.